If I see you at Target, I ain't talking to you.
Promise.
Not going to say I'm proud of you either.
Promise.
You made it out of the house. I'm proud of you.
No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show. How you get a hold of us, how you jump on with us, you hit us up at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, there's the party line. Go ahead and crash that party line at 402-915-0962. Big show today. First of all, let's address your outfit. If you're not watching, we're going to describe it. It's an animal type print.
Yes. And it's I thought it was zebra, but maybe it's tiger. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not a print person.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, when I do buy prints, I tend to buy animal prints.
Do you really? Like, you're that girl.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I have a lot of leopard. I love the leopard look.
All right.
I've got quite a few leopard tops. I've got a leopard coat. But yeah, it seems as though, I don't know if I'm just accidentally drawn to this because of the cat, you know, like,
well,
it's just calling on my inner feline.
I would say you're a tiger because the color dictates the animal. So if it was zebra, I would, in my opinion, this is my dumb opinion, of course, but
right.
I would say zebra would be a black and white type deal. That's
right.
That's almost like a tiger color because it's an orangish with black stripes everywhere.
It's kind of like an
orange
brown type of thing.
It does kind of look like, it does look like zebra actually.
Yes.
When I see your arm,
see,
yeah, it's kind of zebra-ish, I guess.
I mean, listen, yeah, it's animal. It's some animal.
Animal.
Whether Banana Republic made it up or it actually exists in nature, it's some kind of animal.
It's
you never
animal.
Wear any kind of patterns. You always wear either monochromatic or you've got t-shirts that have words on them. But you never wear anything like striped or checkered
or
plaid or floral. A nice floral is always good.
What guy wears floral?
Guys wear floral?
I guess I don't know what that looks like, the floral.
Floral shirts? Yeah, floral dress shirts.
Mm-hmm. I've never looked into that. Maybe I will. Maybe I do need a bit of a change. I am kind of bland when it comes to my attire, it seems like.
Freshen it up.
Yeah, because I wear a lot of t-shirts.
Yes.
And sometimes, I guess I have those, like when we did that live show, I have those two shirts.
Yeah.
I have those.
Well, what about, I mean, I'm just thinking like Thanksgiving. Snapshot. What is Party wearing on Thanksgiving?
I hate that. I hate dressing up for Thanksgiving, but I have to put something on. I know. I do put something on, but it seems like whenever it's Thanksgiving time and I'm trying to figure it out, because Manuel will be wearing practically a tie.
Sharp.
He's always looking sharp. He does not mess around. That's my brother-in-law, if you guys don't know that. So whenever it's like that, I imagine everyone else is going to dress up. So then I go through and try to find something, right? And it always seems like it's kind of cold out. And I always grab something that's too hot. And now I'm uncomfortable because I want to eat, right? So we're going to be eating a lot of food. You're going to get all warmed up. And now I'm all hot because I'm in a room with a bunch of people that are also eating, sweating, and doing all that stuff. And so therefore I get there and there'll be some people wearing jeans and, you know, just a t-shirt and stuff like that. And then I'm just looking at myself like, geez, why did I do that? So,
well, I mean, how hot is a dress shirt? I mean, are you putting on like a ribbed turtleneck sweater? I mean, how hot do you get when you eat?
Well, that's
if you're just wearing like a dress shirt, those are usually pretty breezy. I mean, they're not, unless you're making one out of animal fur. I don't understand how hot you get.
Yeah.
Like, how hot are you getting when you eat? You're like, I get really hot.
No, there's a lot of, on top of that, there's a lot of people. I mean, it's not like it's a giant aired out room. There's 30 some people there and it's your average living room. So eventually it gets hot because the heat's on because it's cold out.
Yeah.
Crack so a maybe
window.
That's what we do. Well, we end up opening up the sliding glass door.
Yeah.
And letting the air come in because that's even dicey too, because there's little kids running around also. So, yeah, I don't know if I dress up. I think I will I will don the button up shirt.
Yeah, you've got that nice white one. Why yeah. I mean, done and done. I mean, you're good white. To go.
I'll do a different color because of stains. I might have to bring an extra shirt. That's probably a good plan, right?
Backup eating shirt. Like, he does not mess around when it comes to Thanksgiving. Yeah. He's going to eat so much he's getting hot. He's going to yes. strip. He's when like, oh, my God, so hot, that gravy. Woo!
When we went to that Kansas City Husker game in this, you mm-hmm. know, this summer, the first game, it was we had a whole tailgate thing with Omaha Steaks, you know, and Wylene's, you know, she's works there. But anyway, so we had this whole thing, and I decided when I got dressed from the hotel or wherever, I decided mm-hmm. to put on a tank top underneath my t-shirt, right? Just in case it got too hot. Anyway, we're sitting
in
underneath.
You can't walk around at a tailgate in a tank top.
Well, hold on.
You can't. You cannot. Wylene's like, I work here. This is my job. Please.
That's what happened.
They already listened to the podcast. So yes. I already have that I'm running interference on. And then you show up in a tank top. Come on.
Yeah.
Work with me. Help me help you.
So I'm sitting there, right? And it's a portion of this table. I'm sitting and the sun is just beating down on my back and my head. And I'm just sweating so bad. It's so hot. No breeze. And everyone else that, for, you know, that we're sitting with, that they all mm-hmm. work with Wylene, they're all in the shade. Shaded okay. part. I'm in the one chair under the sun. Now I'm hot. Now there's no breeze. I'm like, tank top underneath t-shirt. So I removed my shirt.
God, to don just an absolute angel.
She was like, what is going on? Why are you wearing a tank top? Mm-hmm. I'm like, because I'm hot. You guys have me sitting in the sun. I'm sweating to death.
She's
it's hot.
Like, you know what? It's called suck it up. We're in a social yeah. situation.
Well, you can't say tank tops. Here, let me just say this. For those people that have not seen me in a tank top or have not seen me with my shirt off, I do not have the body for a tank top. It doesn't matter what type of tank top it is.
Are you talking about?
I'm not a tank top shirt guy. I really am not. I look like a dad.
I don't know who you're trying to sell on this.
You know?
Yourself? I agree. You don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have
well,
to
I was talking to the people listening. I guess I'm talking to you, but you're just making it hard. But so yeah. So therefore, I wore the tank top, and I don't even know why the hell we're talking about this now. I forgot.
Because you get hot. We're talking about Thanksgiving. You get hot. This is the rabbit hole we went down. We went okay. from what are you wearing yeah. at Thanksgiving? Yeah. Sometimes I get hot. I need to figure out what I'm wearing. Sometimes I have to strip down.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to strip down, Molly. That's just the way it is. Hey, you never know what you're going to get with me. I just do what I do. And God bless the sweet Wylene. I mean, talk about wife of the year. Good Lord.
Kidding.
She's so good and so patient. And yeah, when I
go. Let me tell you, it would not be the same situation. If I was out with Peter and he's like, mm-hmm. I'm getting hot, I'm going to take off. I'd be like, you put that shirt back on right now.
She made me put it back on.
Good.
And then I asked her a little later, I'm like, what was the deal with that? Why was it? You just gave me this weird look when I was sitting there at the table with the tank top. And she goes, I'm sitting with my employees and you have a tank top on. It just isn't, you don't. It didn't look right.
Yeah. She's the boss. It's like the CEO showing up. Yeah. And there's plus one is like, hi, guys. We're cutoffs in a tank top. They're like, oh, my God. This person runs a multi-gajillion dollar company. Yeah. And they can't afford clothes.
Uh-huh.
This guy's wearing a tank top.
All right. We'll can revisit this, but we have to get to what starts the show. It's Motivational Monday. We have no dumb questions. A couple questions from some of you party crashers. We'll eventually get to this. But all right. So here are your choices for motivation. This week will be hangover foods.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So here are your choices. Greasy breakfast burrito,
ooh,
gas station hot dog, or cold pizza.
Cold pizza.
Cold pizza cold it pizza. Is. Ow.
Rise and shine, you spicy chicken nugget. It's time to dance your way into this day harder than a tornado in a trailer park. Wash your face. Toss on some threads. and flash those pearly whites, because you're about to make this a smiling kind of day.
That is a great dog. I love
that
dog. Oh, my
God, that dog is adorable.
Now, this it's like a dachshund. Is that what it is?
A dachshund.
He's eating this. He's walking down the sidewalk, eating like he has a donut in his mouth.
It's a toy.
It's
like one of his like little, and he's just hanging out. But somebody must have been really low with the camera to get him like on his
that low.
You know what
How
mean?
Would you? Yeah, you must have a stick or something,
I guess,
like that.
Yeah, you've got a stick front. And you're just walking backwards, and he's walking towards you. Maybe you have
doesn't
a treat.
It. Doesn't that donut look delicious? I know it's a toy, but gosh, that
you
is
don't
a delicious
like donuts.
Donut. It depends. I like the long dongs, that cream in the middle type stuff. They're long johns, but you might as well call them a long dong. But yeah, those are what I like. And I also like the the apple stuff. And I mean,
apple
I just
fritters?
Don't. Yeah, I like that stuff. Bear claws. Ooh, bear
claws. Oh,
claw.
Yeah, bear claws.
Get in my face.
Bear claw
is
good.
Outside of that, no, I don't. I'm not a big donut. Eaten person.
Oh my God. I love it. I can't have him in the house.
You can't? Why?
Oh God, no. We get him for the kids, and it's like Peter will be like, why don't you just get like a half dozen donuts? I was like, no, because I'll eat like four of them.
Okay.
He's like, well, you shouldn't be. Those are for me.
Well, I love Peter.
Maybe if you got up earlier than I did. He's like, you get up at like four. I'm like, yeah. So by the time it gets to be like nine, I'm a couple donuts in and I'm not feeling good about myself.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a good way to start the day. You're like, I feel gross.
Yeah,
I've eaten all sorts of yeasty sugar.
Uh-huh.
I've done nothing. And you look at your step counter and it's like 56 steps. And you know that all of those steps were just going to the kitchen to get another donut.
That's sad. That's sad, but true.
It's so true. Like, I'll look and I'll be like, God, how many steps did I get today? And it'll be like 142. You're like, really?
To the kitchen and back, bathroom. Yeah.
Why have I not moved?
All right, so we have an announcement, a special thing that, you know, that is really dear to our hearts, something that we've been a part of for a very, very long time. And it's with the Lydia House. So all of you guys that have listened all these years, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the women and the babies of the Lydia House. All right. And the Lydia House, if you don't know this, it's a place where women with children are running from domestic situations, or they're in some type of situation, which puts the babies in a position where they can't help themselves. They're babies. So every year we've gotten diapers for them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we are going to continue to do that, but it's going to be a different deal. So Molly and I decided that we're going to get donations from the Party Crashers. I've already donated into it. It's called Operation Dry Bottom. All right. So basically help a bottom out. It's the babies. They don't have a choice in where they're at. And a lot of times, because of the situations they're in, they have to reuse the diaper, or the diaper is sitting on their bodies longer than it should, which develops problems in the future. And it just makes the situation hard. So basically, we alleviate all of that stuff so they don't have to worry about it, and they can work on the other stuff to bring the child up. So that's
it. And the thing is that with the monetary donations that we're doing this year, you know, in the past we've done monetary and diapers. This year we're just doing monetary. So you can go to bigpartyshow.com, hit on the donate page, and you can find a link and you can go ahead and donate. And we'll give all 100% of those funds right over to Candace over at the Lydia House. But here's the thing. She can stretch a dollar.
Yes.
So if you go and let's say you're going to Costco or Hy-Vee or Target and you're buying the diapers, you're paying ticket price, where she can go ahead and get like a bulk deal. So your dollars are actually going towards more diapers. And she has a better idea of what they need. One of the other things about kids, you know, and their mothers being displaced is a lot of times, like speaking as a mom, you know, it's a lot of time and effort and energy to get a kid potty trained.
Yeah.
And if you are in upheaval and you don't have a stable home life, it's really even that much harder. So a lot of these kids are staying in diapers longer.
Yeah.
So it's also the larger sizes, which tend to be a little bit more expensive. And that's something that when you donate and you're giving dollars, Candace can go ahead and adjust for that and get the diapers that they specifically need at Lydia House.
Yeah, because they run out. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, people don't realize sometimes, like I was at the class reunion and we started talking about, you know, this is our diaper drive in the end. Okay. So I was talking to some friends about it, you know, from the class reunion, and they were completely blown away. Like my friend Lori, they're down, she lives down in Texas. She comes up because I have other high school friends that are here, you know, that live here. And so she comes up in December, and her husband always stays home, Steve. You know, we both went to school together. He said that he was going to come up this year and bring diapers. I'm like, whoa, you know. So because they didn't understand how and the need, because nobody – this isn't sexy. I mean, no one knows unless you're in that situation. So that's why we put it together. So, again, it's bigpartyshow.com. We have the banner up top. Just click that, and it takes it right to that donation page for the
Operation Dry Bottom.
Yeah, how you like that?
I love it.
Yes. So yeah, and then in the end, we'll get Candace on and chat with her about the situations down there. But you guys know, I mean, if you guys listen to the Big Party Show, you know what we're all about and how we help the community. Because I just think, and I've always believed that if you're in the industry like we are, then you need to be able to help because of these things right here, which is multiple people. So we just make it easier for you. So yeah. Operation Dry Bottom for the babies.
For the babies.
Yeah. I guess that'll be exciting. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, I love it. I mean, yeah. I'm excited that we found a way to continue the tradition. You know, that was one of the things you and I have talked about. And leading up to this, you know, this would be the season where we'd be transitioning into full diaper mode. I mean, it would be like everything about it would be about diapers and what we were doing. So it seems like, I mean, it's an absolute natural transition that we would keep that tradition going. It's so baked into how we operate as a show.
Yeah, it is.
The Big Party Show is synonymous with doing this for the Lydia House and raising diapers for the women and children there. So let's keep the tradition going.
I'm going to go down there and see Candace and see some of the babies.
Don't scare them.
I'll see those guys, little babies out there. And then they have some other stuff going on, new additions to down there. And they're always working to help. We're just happy that we're able to help and you guys are able to help us get there as well. And again, that donation, when we write that check, it is going to be in lieu of you guys, the Party Crashers. Okay.
This is not in your name.
It's in your name. There you go. All right. So numbers. And again, it's 402-915-0962, bpscrasher@gmail.com. We got a email from Crystal about, remember we're talking about dicks, meaning the name.
Yeah, the name.
We don't have any dicks that listen to the show. That's what I was saying. Don't be a dick and listen to the show.
You're like, come on.
We
could really use a lot more dicks listening to the show, not just the people on the show.
One dick at a time is all it takes to just explode. All right. That's awful. Sorry.
Don't.
I'm not talking about the name. Here's Crystal. All right. She sent us an email saying, I'm adding to the conversation about people named Dick. All right. I don't know any young ones, but I do work with someone whose last name is Dick and she loves it. On top of that, she's in pre-med and she can't wait to be called Dr. Dick.
That's awesome. Hi, Dr. Dick here. It's touch and go. We don't know if your husband's going to make it. You're like, this seems like weird information to be delivered by somebody with the last name Dick.
Dick, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry to tell you, your grandmother has passed. I'm Dr. Dick.
Have you known anyone with weird last names?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
There's nothing you can do.
You can't. I mean, you just gotta. You just gotta deal with it and just know that it's coming. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like you're just bracing for it. Every time you introduce yourself, you're like, "Here we go."
Yeah, but how about
what
this?
What kind of person are you gonna be?
So you have coffee, all right. So what if in another time you met somebody that had the weirdest last name, like Dick or, you know, something's bizarre and almost just, you know what I mean? You know what I'm getting at? Would that make a difference in the relationship when it comes to getting married or sharing that last name? Because I guess you don't have to share the last name if it's that
weird. See, I didn't take his last name. I'm still me. I'm still Kavanaugh.
Why? Now, why is that? Was there a reason behind or?
Just me. I mean, I don't think you don't have to. There's no hyphenated? No.
Okay.
No. And that was something, that was a conversation. I mean, we had a conversation about it. And I told him, I was like, I feel pretty strongly. I mean, when we got married, it wasn't like we were young kids and I didn't have a career built or a life built under this name.
Yeah.
And so, you know, by the time we met each other, I was an established person as myself. It almost felt like, it's almost like rebranding. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden you've got to go and completely revamp everything. What a waste. I mean, it's not that important. If one of the kids' friends say, hey, Mrs. Coffee, I'm not one of those people where it's like, well, actually, Jimmy, I never took my husband's name. And you're kind of being insulting to assume my last name is Kavanaugh. Like, no, I mean, if somebody, and even still, like, we'll get Christmas cards, the Coffee family. I am a Coffee. I mean, I identify as his wife.
Yeah.
But it is an antiquated sort of thing to say, like, and now you're his. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm still me. I'm still going to be me. We're us, but you still are get to be you. Why do I have to suddenly be you too?
He's okay. There is a lot there because Wylene took my last name.
Yeah.
Right. And so I didn't realize how much was involved because she had to change the Social Security.
Everything.
You have to change your passport. You have to change everything. And funny thing is that we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
And the last thing she was changing, because that takes time with a passport, was that. And I was so freaked out and stressed that I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to be leaving the country like soon.
Yeah.
And that passport is now going out to, we haven't gotten it back yet. But thank God it came back. But God, there's a lot to change. You don't think about that as a guy.
There's so much. I mean, and this is the other thing. Is that I've been second partying checks to myself like my entire life.
Yeah.
On account of the fact that everybody thinks that my name is Molly. Legally, I'm Mary Colleen. So if anybody ever were like, hey, happy graduation, Molly Kavanaugh, I'm like, I've got to sign it Molly Kavanaugh and then Mary Colleen Kavanaugh. Like I've had an alias my entire life.
Yeah, you have.
So the idea of like doing that intentionally, I was like, no. I don't know how many names I'm going to have to sign on the back of this check. Molly Kavanaugh, Mary Colleen Kavanaugh, Mary Colleen Coffee. I mean, because we got a lot of, like when we got married, a lot of people wrote, you know, like they give you monetary gifts and they'll write you a check.
Oh,
and
you're right.
Peter and Molly Coffee. I'm like, I don't even know how to sign this.
How do you? I guess people don't really look at that. You just scribble it, right? But, what have you ever met anyone or known anyone to take the wife's last name?
It sounds familiar, but I not top of mind. Okay. I guarantee you that I have met someone who has taken their wife's name. I'm sure. I mean, in the kind of world that I live in, I'm sure I've met someone who took their wife's name.
You know, I think,
or I've known people. The one thing I will say, I've known people that both hyphenate. That both hyphenate. Like if I wanted to be Molly Kavanaugh Coffee, Peter would also be Peter Kavanaugh Coffee.
Or like Peter Coffee Kavanaugh.
They both decided to hyphenate.
Yeah, but which one do you put first? I mean, I know you're Molly Kavanaugh Coffee. You'd think Peter would be like, wait, I'm not going to be called Peter Kavanaugh. So I'm going to be called Peter Coffee Kavanaugh.
Oh my God.
Which actually sounds very professional.
I know, right? Peter Kavanaugh Coffee, Peter Coffee Kavanaugh. They're like, wow, that sounds like a law firm. I know. I will say this. So when we went on our honeymoon.
Uh-huh. I've heard of these things. I know what you're going to say.
I booked everything because it was like through my mom. My mom worked for Marriott. And so, you know, one of her gifts to us was getting a deal. Yeah. So all of these were under my name. And so it was really funny because, you know, here we are, these newlyweds, and they're like, congratulations, Mr. Kavanaugh.
Did he care? He probably wouldn't. He was like, living with
come
it, so, yeah.
on. I think he kind of looked over his shoulder. He's like, I wouldn't put it past your dad to have showed up in Hawaii and be like, hey, we're all here together. Isn't this awesome?
Well, yeah, I mean, the funny joke is that they say that Travis Kelce is going to take Swift.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Travis Swift. Okay, do it, please. Please.
I wonder, I mean, it's tough because she's not just her. She's an entire brand.
I know.
I mean, she's an entire business. You know, people.
I bet she hyphenates. I bet she hyphenates, but she's not going to be able to. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she would change the name because that would. You're right. It's a business. I mean, it's not like it's a company as doing.
She'll probably
business
keep
as.
The
it's
company like, name, but I could see her changing her legal name and
really?
Taking his name. I could see that. Yeah, I could see her saying, "I'm Taylor Kelce."
Can you see him taking her name? I can. I can.
He's like, I want to ride these Swift coattails as far as I can.
Why get off? Why get off the coattail, buddy? Yeah. Why get off? So, okay. Yeah, there's that.
Taylor
oh my
Swift
God.
Was just out to dinner with Sabrina Carpenter over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I saw that she had some watch or some $10,000 thing on her body that everyone's talking about. But
I think the visual that I love is, you know, Sabrina Carpenter is maybe 5 foot.
Yeah.
Like
she's
maybe.
Little.
She's
maybe.
Tiny.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift is probably like 5'9", 5'10", as a person.
Oh, she's
and she was
be
wearing platform
that.
Heels.
Okay.
So
she's
seeing
be
them next to
that.
Each other. Like seeing them next to each other. So keep in mind, here's Taylor Swift, who's already like 10 inches taller than Sabrina Carpenter, is wearing like 4-inch heels, making her like 6'2" next to Sabrina Carpenter's 5 foot. It was hysterical. It's like looking like it's like looking at a giraffe.
Yeah,
standing
sure.
next to a cat.
I'll be honest with you. She's 5'10", right? Every single photo I have seen with everybody, I'm 5'10". Mm-hmm. But every photo I have seen with people that I know, she's always like a giraffe. That just must be a thing then, because she must, that has to be a thing, right?
She always wears heels.
You always have to be taller than everyone. You know,
I think she just owns her height. She's not
she's
somebody 5'10". Who's going to like slouch, you know, but I have,
but she's wearing heels. Like, she's 6'2" to everyone else all the time. Except to Travis, because he's what 6'7", 6'6". So yeah,
great thing for her. She finally feels tiny.
Yeah,
I mean, you finally get around somebody, and you're like, oh my gosh, for the first time in my life, even if I'm 5'10" and I want to wear 4-inch heels, 5'8".
You're 5'8". Okay, all right.
I'm tall for a girl.
Really?
5'8" is. I mean, think about Grace. How tall are you? She's tiny.
She's 5 foot.
Five foot.
See, one,
she's
maybe
a Sabrina Carpenter.
Foot.
She's a tiny little thing. Wylene's got to be like 5 foot.
She's 5 foot, I believe.
A lot of people are like 5'2", maybe 5'4". And my sister's 5'10".
She is. She's my height. Okay.
Yeah. Peter's 5'10", 5'11". I'm like, really?
No, he's not.
He's 5'10", but I love it when he's like, I'm 5'11". I was like, wearing what shoes?
I tell you
what now?
I believe I was 5'10 and a half. So forever I would say 5'11", because my brother was 6'2", 6'3".
Wow.
Right?
I didn't realize Patrick was that big. Or Pete.
Pete. So he was always a big boy. And so I always went with the 5'11". So whenever I'd go to the doctor, even now I'm just like, I'm 5'10". I'll just live with it.
Whatever. He's like, you're not even 5'10" anymore. He's like, you're like 5'9". You were lying and you already shrunk. And then now you were the real height and you shrunk.
Okay. So a little person, their adult, it's like 4 feet, 10 inches.
Okay.
And Grace is 5 foot.
Mm-hmm.
So she's
2 inches taller than 4'10".
Than a little person. Okay, so otherwise we'd be calling you, hey, little guy, little girl, little person.
Get on over
here. Yeah,
yeah. He's tiny, tiny. It's so weird hanging out with really tiny people. And especially as a girl.
Yeah.
Because you just feel, and that was the thing about Taylor Swift's song, Sometimes I Feel Like a Monster, like a tiny, you know, like everybody's a tiny baby.
Yeah.
I get that. Like you get around people and you're just like, God, am I just an absolute ogre? Like, I feel like I'm like, here we go. Like, I get around Wylene and I feel like I'm a big old grizzly bear.
Well, she's this wearing tiny shirts little, like
I'm
that.
I'm adorable. I'm so little and frail. And I come in and I'm like, hey, guys.
It is kind of like that. It does kind of look that. Yeah. It does kind of look like that.
And it feels like that, which is just a I was about to say a bad word. It's just a not great feeling.
That's all right.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's just
like, yeah. I mean, you know, you'll get dressed and you feel great. And then you show up at the event. And you're like, oh, I feel good. Like I looked good in the mirror. And then all of a sudden some tiny little peanut comes up to you and you're like, now I just look like a dude in heels.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
I feel like I'm just.
Yes, you do.
Like, whoa, I am bigger than you.
Since we're here, let's think about this. How hard is it and tiring probably does it have to be to constantly be looking up?
I wouldn't
to people.
Know.
I know. I'm just asking. We're just saying for those people like Grace and Wylene to always and Sabrina Carpenter to always be looking up at someone for the most part, unless
is it exhausting,
you're with a little
Grace
person.
Being tiny and adorable? Are you just so
jealous?
Wiped jealous. Out when you have to look up at James?
Well, there's other things, Molly. It's like Wylene has a step stool in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So if she needs to get something out of the cabinets that's higher than she can reach, she has to get the step stool out. So I just kind of do it for her.
Who?
Oh, listen to you. You sound you listen to you. You I'm looking at the woes of being shorter than you, and all you're really thinking about is how you look like a big old bear.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Because you know what? It's my reality. I've lived it my whole life.
Right.
I don't know what it's like to need a step stool. I'm tall.
Yeah.
I do know what it feels like to show up at a party and see a cute little tiny girl in a really adorable Halloween costume, and all of a sudden you feel like you should be wearing a hot dog. Like, I guess I just should be
here
hanging out like food.
You were born that way. So, yeah, if you look like a bear, if you look like a giant hot dog in comparison to anyone that's tight and you need to go sit on the couch somewhere and work that out a little bit, you know.
Well, probably. You know, I mean, honestly, like, I mean, I'm at an age where you're like, you think I would have gotten over it by now. Nope.
Yeah.
They still keep making joke. Tiny people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you get over.
How
it's
tall is your boy? How tall is he going to – is he at?
He is taller than I am. He's like 5'9", 5'10", right now.
Okay.
So we'll see. You know who – I don't think of the three of them – so there's Declan, Mara, and Conroy, my sister's son. But they're being raised like siblings. Like it's like the Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
Conroy – I told Declan, I'm like, love it while you can. Conroy is going to dwarf you.
That's your sister's kid. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, he's going to be like 6'2".
You think?
Easy. Oh, yeah. My sister's 5'10". My brother-in-law is like 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah, he's tall. Steve's a tall dude. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, so there you go.
So I'm like, there's no world where Declan is taller than Conroy. I mean, Declan will be lucky if he's like 6 foot.
That's tall.
Really?
That's tall. I'm 5'10".
Yeah, but I have tall people in my family.
Yeah.
I mean, the boys in my family.
Peter's 5'11".
I know.
You know, exactly. Okay. So here's the deal. It's Thanksgiving's right around the corner. We got to give you guys this stuff. All right. So they came out with Target came out with their meal thing. All right. So far you got Aldi. That's a $40 meal for 10.
Uh-huh.
You got Amazon. It's a $25 meal for 5.
Yep.
You got Walmart with their $40 deal for 10. Then Sam's Club has a $100 heat and serve Thanksgiving meal deal for 10. What is in that? $100?
Yeah. Well, they all you have to do is heat it up. They cook.
Oh, the other ones you got to make. Yeah. Okay. I get it.
So
okay.
Sam's Club, it's just, you're just picking it up and reheating it. Everything's already made. Because some of these, like with the one from Aldi, like it's a bag of potatoes. So you got to peel them and roast them if you want to, or mash them. Like you're doing all this. Sam's is literally like, here's the food, put it in the oven on warm. And when you're ready to eat, get a spoon. I mean, so you're paying for the convenience.
All right. I guess I didn't realize that.
I will say of the ones, so Target's $20 for four people. Uh-huh. I will say of the deals, because I was going through them all, Aldi is a Jenny O turkey. Both Amazon and Walmart are butterballs.
I love butterballs.
And so that's the thing is I'm like, okay, so then I went down between Aldi's $40 for 10 people and Walmart's $40 for 10 people. But with Walmart, you get a butterball turkey.
Yeah, because Target's the good and gather.
Yeah, that's their brand. I don't know. Okay. I mean, not to knock it, but I'm just saying like when you're going up against a butterball, which is like the gold standard.
Yeah, look, they have a 5-pound bag of Good and Gather russet potatoes and then the jelly cranberry sauce stuffing from, okay, yeah, I'm with you. Butterball, I don't know which is the better turkey, but Butterball, they've done such a good job of, they also have that Butterball hotline, don't they? You can call it. Go, I'm having trouble. I'm newly married and don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's great. The Butterball hotline. So Walmart seems to me like, if I was going for one of these packages, I think Walmart would get my business. Just because I'm such a Butterball loyalist. Honestly, that's what it would come down to. Because otherwise, I would just go to Aldi and get it. But when I saw that it was Jenny O, I was like, no, this is the thing. I'm not knocking Jenny O. I love Jenny O turkeys too, but I'm just saying, given the choice.
It's a Butterball. It's a Butterball.
Butterball.
Anything with the word butter in it. I'm sold, right?
Everything I mean, it's juicy. Everything with butter makes better. So good.
It's better.
It's better butter with bread.
Butterball. Yeah, I'm Butterball all day long. I really am. I've done the other stuff, and really, I don't think there's all that crazy of a difference. Do you ever brine? How fast do we get the food?
I know, right? T minus. When are those two fat asses going to start talking about food?
It's a fat ass podcast.
We already got so far in the show. I'm surprised. We've talked about a lot of stuff, but we have not gotten to food yet.
Well, to be honest with you, Molly, real quick, we got to donuts pretty quick.
Oh, we did.
Yes, we did. And I stepped back. I'm like, okay, all right.
You're right. We already hit donuts. All right, so we breached it already. But it took us a while to circle back, which means improvement.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so which this is the thing.
The past couple of years, I have not done a Butterball.
You order them from the deal, and that's expensive.
The local butcher, and it's from a local turkey farm, and they brine it for you. You pick it up. It's already brined. It's in the bag, and then you just have to roast it.
Is it pretty pricey for it?
I mean, it's so expensive, but it's so worth good. It. So, you know, obviously you and I are budgeting right now, you know, we've got considerations,
but there's some and things so, you got in. Just
well, so do, here's the right? thing. So I said to Peter, I was like, listen, obviously with everything going on, maybe I pivot back to getting the Butterball, like, which again, a Butterball is a gorgeous turkey. It's not like, oh, whatever. And he was like, no. He's like, once you've had that turkey, you can't go back. He's like, I don't care how much it is. Like, that was the thing. He's like, cut another corner.
Yeah.
Like, eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches the rest of the month, but we are getting that farm rind turkey.
Just a backpack on that. If you guys listening know anyone that wants to advertise or sponsor this podcast, we haven't asked for a while. Just to, you know, full disclosure, Molly and I aren't drawing a check. We don't work for anyone. We just partner with somebody. If we take care of all of our people that advertise with us, 100%.
Yeah.
Like there's Eternal Tattoo and Body Piercing. Those guys, we've been chatting with those guys and they're great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what I tell people. I'm like, if you guys, you know, want us to help you out, your business, and you want to advertise and help us out, Believe me, you're going to get more than what you ever paid for anywhere else. Yeah. I guarantee that. I mean, you'll get food talk. You know what? If you own a restaurant and you want to talk about food.
You are in the sweet spot. If you've got food as your commerce, guess what? You've landed on the right podcast. We'll eat it and talk ad nauseum about it.
Yesterday, the news, Wylene was watching the news and I was in the middle of conversation.
Super depressed.
She just, this is different. Okay. She just stopped. Right. And then I realized she wasn't listening. I'm like, what's going on? Are you listening? She goes, no, I just saw what Target's doing. I'm like, what's Target doing? So get this. Target employees are being ordered to show more holiday cheer.
What?
To smile if within 10 feet of a customer and ask her how a customer's day is doing or if they need help.
to which the customer will turn back to the employee and go, do you need help? Can I help you?
Molly,
because this is awful.
I see more and more people that work at places. I get Walmart. Right. Those guys aren't smiling. That person is nice. I say hi to that person every time.
You can't say hi to somebody that's saying hi to you. What are we?
Monsters.
New Yorkers.
But, you know, I just feel like Target's a different animal all by itself because Target people are Target people. Right. Mm-hmm. And if you're working at Target, I think, and that goes with the employees a little bit. I think the employees there are a little bit different as well. And it goes back to where we used to go to a grocery store. I don't know if it was Family Fair. I can't remember. But that woman, every time at checkout, would say, has anyone told you that you're wonderful today? Imagine a stranger saying that to you. It takes you completely to this point of going, no. But you just did.
Well, and I'm not either.
No, come on. That woman was fantastic.
She was so nice.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if they turn back and go, well, you're not going to hear it again.
So you guys working at Target, you better start brushing them teeth and stuff. Well, they should be anyway. You should be greeting people with a smile. I do it when I'm walking by someone. I say, how you doing?
But
you
know, I would hardly
why is it different? Why was it different if you work there?
No, I'm just saying, I think what I find interesting is I haven't had any issues with employees at Target. Like, I don't get where's this coming from? Like,
from management.
I'm saying is management suddenly gotten this deluge of complaints about how unfriendly their workers are?
I don't know. Maybe it's more so, Molly, that they, you know, with the economy and everything going on like that, you know, just maybe to brighten up their people that go to Target. Because the people that go to Target. I don't think a lot of people, you know what I mean? And people go to Walmart, they go to Walmart. That's the deal. But I think maybe they're just doing that campaign because of the holidays and stuff like that. And, you know, it's nicer. You know that if someone is nice when they're, you know, smiling at you.
I'm not there to make friends.
Molly, it's not about making friends. No one's making friends. They're doing their job and being nice.
Okay. I'm still buying stuff.
You are a grump. You hate tiny people. You're not there to make friends.
I'm
not a grump.
I'm just saying I feel bad. Like, it's like, listen, I'm just here to shop. Like, you don't have to give me any special treatment. I was going to be here buying stuff anyway. Like, unless you're overtly rude, I don't have an issue. Like, you're doing a job. I got errands to run. This is one thing off my list. I mean, is it nice when someone smiles? Absolutely.
Hey, they're employees. You should greet people in a way, in a shape, you know, anyway. That's how I feel. I'm not saying, ooh, you better smile at me to make my day. I'm just like, it makes a more pleasant experience than walking around a bunch of mollies all grumpy, looking down at little people. Hey, I'm a big old bear.
Oh, careful.
Anyway, if you see a lot of smiles, smile
back. There are a lot of
us
tall ladies out there. You don't want to get on our bad side.
Smile back. I just thought it was funny. I thought it was interesting and funny. I mean, you remember Aldi? Is it Aldi? What's the place where they're always talking about and asking questions about the food? Trader Joe's.
They're like, ooh, you're like, okay, great. Thank you for dissecting my order.
That's different. That's
almost the same. That's the same.
That's someone really looking at your stuff and trying to start a conversation with you when you want to get out of there. This person's just smiling. You're 10 feet away, smile, show them pearly white teeth. Maybe you'll find a mate. I don't know.
You said that they had to ask you stuff. You said that they had to engage. They had to say things like,
how you doing? How you doing? Hey, Molly, how you doing? Hey, lady, grumpy lady, how you doing? You need help with anything? That's all they're doing. My God, I don't want to be working anywhere where you're going to be shopping.
You won't even see me. I'm like a ghost. I come in and I go out. I don't bother anybody. I stick to my own. I go behind the cart. Unlike your wife, I'm big enough to push a cart.
Don't hurt my wife.
I'm not.
I mean, they can't see it because you blend in very well with the stuffed animals.
Right? I'm over in the squishmallow section just waiting for an unsuspecting child to come in and try to squeeze me. And then I go, bah!
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, anyway, Target, I mean, that's what you're going to be dealing with. A lot of smiling people. There's a smile in every aisle. I mean,
definitely need more smiles in this world,
Hy-Vee,
for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Hy-Vee does. There's a friendly smile on every aisle. Right.
Oh, yeah.
I would test that. Oh. I would test
You're
that.
Putting them on blast. You're
yes,
like,
I am.
Prove it.
Prove it. You guys need to do a little looking into these aisles a little bit, because I'll tell you what, I don't see a friendly smile in every aisle. I'm just saying.
They're like, could you be needier?
Why it's don't not you just about need? It's not
why don't
the name.
You just shop
it's
like
in
a person instead of being
it
like, I haven't talked to anybody Hy-Vee. Today.
Shop Hy-Vee. There's a friendly smile in every aisle. Yeah, they won't advertise. Hey, you
Thank
got
you.
Food?
Great, thanks. They were one of the people that we were going to be talking to, so
no,
I appreciate
well,
it.
That, yeah, I might be working there, so it doesn't matter. Then
Not
you'll get
now.
A smile on every aisle.
They're like, sure. We understand we listen to the podcast, and you have an issue with our slogan.
I don't have an issue with the slogan. I don't. I love Hy-Vee. I go there all the time to shop. They have stuff that I can't get anywhere else. And that's
apparently
the beauty.
Smiles is on notice. You're like, yes. They could use some more smiles.
Wait, it's a helpful smile in every aisle. Never mind. I take it back.
Walk that one back. Amen.
The helpful smile in every aisle. Hy-Vee. God.
You have to keep in mind that I go to the store every day.
Yeah, you
so
do.
So I'm not like I am on a mission.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I
like if
yeah,
anything, I'm like, hey, Clara, like just here for bananas. She's like, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Get a life, would you? Why do you gotta come here every day? And not
you know
talk to anybody.
I went to, I ran over to Walmart to grab something, right? And then I was wearing the shirt that I was wearing, whether it's one sexy pool boy, right? So I wore that. Right. Well, then I went to sleep in it. Just same shirt, you know, whatever. Then I woke up and I'm like, God, I gotta run to the store. So I ran to the store in the same shirt and I was so self-conscious. I'm like, and the reason why is that Walmart where I go to also has that salon.
Okay.
So Wiley and I used to always, that was our love language. We would go get manicures and pedicures together.
Right.
But since our situation where, you know, income's a little bit different now, you know, we're trying to, you know, balance everything. I step back from getting manicures and pedicures. Well, anyway, I ran in to them twice.
Like
they know me.
They're like, obviously he's having hard times. He's still wearing the same clothes day after day. I didn't realize that it was that tight over at their house. I can't afford new clothes or laundry. That
so
is
what
why
you, yeah.
I wear black every day. Yeah. No one has
there
any
you
idea.
Go.
I could have been wearing this shirt 16 times in a row. No one has any idea because they're like, she's always wearing a black t-shirt.
Yeah. So what's the deal? That you had said that the manicures are taking a dip because of economy or
yeah,
what?
Yeah. So, you know,
they're not cheap.
Like you, you know, the sign of an economic strain is a lot of times cutting back on what you consider little luxuries, right?
Sure.
Things that aren't necessary, but like you really enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So salons are kind of seeing that. While nail salons globally are doing great, there is a little bit of like local salons that are feeling the pinch because it's twofold. Not only is it the inflation, right? Like people are just sort of like, do I really need to go and do that? But there's also a lot of salons have had to raise prices because of the tariffs and a lot of the supplies that they use.
It's
they
expensive.
Charge more.
Yeah, I'll so bet.
It's the 1-2 punch. It's like not only are people looking at the prices, but now you're having to like raise your prices when people are looking to like cut back.
Yeah.
So, you know, what else is big is home DIY. It started during the pandemic. A lot of people in COVID, you know, who were nail people had to start doing it at home. Nobody could go anywhere.
Yeah.
And it just kind of stuck. Like, I think people got good at it. And then they were just like, well, I can do it at home. You know what I mean? Like and maybe plus, every once in a while you go, it's harder if you get acrylics on account of the fact that somebody's got to like apply those and buff those and do all of that kind of stuff. But if you're just like soaking, clipping and painting, I mean, you don't necessarily need somebody to do that.
Maybe I can learn how to do that and do that here.
For yourself or as a business
for everyone. You can come over and I'll massage your feet.
Yeah, health inspector will have something to say about that. They're like, right, you can't just use your tub. You're like, can. You're like, when's the last time you cleaned that? And when's the last time you changed your shirt, pool boy?
Don't call me pool boy. I hate that so much.
You have the shirt.
I know. It was a joke. But then Manuel, my brother-in-law, whenever that he's here at the pool or whatever, he's like, hey, pool boy. I'm like,
you're like pool boy.
I need to change it up and be called pool man. Hey, pool man. Hey, man. Hey, pool man. No, pool boy. No, but anyway, boy. All right. Yeah. So people are doing it more so. Yeah, why not? I mean, the thing that sucks about my situation is that that was Marlene and I's thing.
You guys could still carve it out, you know?
No, it's not worth the money. It really isn't worth the money. But maybe like your expensive turkey. Mm-hmm. Maybe I have to cut other things.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like you have to manage your priorities, right? Like, so if it's something where, listen, this is something that we both enjoy and we like, and it's not like you're buying a $1 billion plane ticket every month. You're going to Walmart and getting your nails done. Like,
and it is nice. It's an hour long. We sit next to each other. Mm-hmm. We have the massage chair. Nice.
It's a good connection. And it's also just like a stress reliever. I mean, it's something kind of like you can just disconnect for an hour. I think it's worth looking into other cuts that you could make that happen. The one other thing I wanted to say about the nail day, we're talking about the hot colors this November.
Yeah,
so I wanted to share that. So deep cranberry, mustard, which I was like, that's interesting. If you saw like mustard colored nail polish, cassis, which is like a deep red wine, metallic green, getting in that wicked vein.
Okay. Yeah.
Pumpkin, again, pumpkin is like along the lines of mustard. Like you don't really see people with nails that color. Mocha brown, olive green. I've done that before. Plum and espresso. Espresso is like so dark, it's almost black, but it looks kind of nice.
It is interesting that they label all these colors after foods.
Mm. Probably why we love it so much on the show. Probably why you love going and getting your nails done. You're like, I'm starving.
I never, Whiting sometimes has me walk over to that little thing that has all the colors.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. So I don't know how you guys do it that get your nails colored. I don't know how you guys pick a color. So it's so easy to pick a wrong color that just doesn't look right.
Well, they'll usually do a tester. Like if they get going and they're like, do you like this?
Oh, they do?
Like,
okay. You
know, yeah. Like I've had that before where I'm like, oh, that's way like more brown that I was looking for. Like I wanted something a little more red and less like that color. I've had that to do it before, or I brought like three different colors over and they'll do like swash, swash, swash. And you can like kind of look at them and then decide. But usually when you go in, you kind of have an idea. Like usually when you go in, you have an outfit in mind or an event in mind or like a season, you know? And so you're kind of already going in with a frame
kind of
like,
frame.
I'm wearing that dress to that cocktail party. I want something to kind of go with that. or right. oh, it's that spring. Makes sense. Like, yeah. I'm not going to do pumpkin. It's spring. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's totally a chick thing. Or I mean, I'm sure dudes are getting their nails done too. It's not a chick thing. But you know what's funny is that I did get color. I did get nail polish on once.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. It was.
What color?
But there was no color.
Oh, so you just got like clear.
Gloss. Clear. Mm-hmm. On my hands. Right. Okay. Well, what I noticed is that when I would talk, so like sometimes I talk with my hands, uh-huh. that people would, friends would notice, why is your fingernail so damn shiny? And I got self-conscious because they were staring at my nails.
You're like, I was sucking on it. Not better. Yeah. They're like, all of them? You were sucking on all of your fingers?
All 10 of them. Well, let's talk about your toes. Sucking
like,
on
let's
those
see
two.
Those. You're like, no, shoes stay on.
All right. Operation Dry Bottom. We're going to put everything on our social medias, too. You should follow all of that because our social media is kind of crazy. Some woman said, she literally said on social media, she goes, we put clips up of the show, right, and stuff like that to try to keep everyone, you know, aware of what we're doing and how to find us. And this woman said, I stopped listening since Molly and Jeff left. I responded, what? He's still there. It's Molly and Big Party. That's not there. So here's the link. Go find us. Confuse O Land. Yeah, how funny is that? You know. Then there's another post that I had to laugh at. Because I had posted after Dylan Raiola got hurt, literally that Sunday. And this woman got on there and just got nutty about, all right, already, that's enough. Blah, blah, blah. This is getting old. And this was yesterday, 4 days later. After the post. So I said, yes, it's as old as the post is, 4 days. And she just couldn't grip behind that and just wanted to fight.
You're trolling people?
No, I'm responding to stuff. You should try it. Anyway.
I like to keep it in the air. I like to just pick and choose my moments. You're like, whoops, you responded.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anyway, go to our Facebook page. It's all going to be there. But what we're going to ask you to do, if you can, we're going to ask you to donate. Please donate. It's not for us. It's for the babies. And again, I always say, how can you say no to the babies?
How can you say no to the babies?
How can you say no? So, and share it with everyone, too.
We also have DL Hughley tickets. Oh,
yes, on the website. Uh-huh. BigPartyShow.com.
Sign up to be a party crasher. Get your entry in, and we've got two pair of tickets. Mm-hmm. So that is another little fun treat that's going on here on the Big Party Show.
Yeah, and if you make it to Target and you see Molly there, ignore her.
Don't engage.
Don't smile.
Unless I approach you.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, I've had people come up to me and say hi, and I'll talk to them. I'm just saying, I'm usually, like, I just keep to myself. Like, not in a grouchy way. Like, just in that kind of, I know people have lives. I know people are, like, running errands and going in and out of places and not necessarily having all the time in the world to talk. Like, some people on this show. Yeah, exactly. You're like, I got all the time in the world. This lady's like, I've got three kids waiting for me in the car. I have to go.
I don't know what it is. I think a long time ago, you know, when I learned that you don't, and I sometimes say it too, like, how you doing? How's it going? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a loaded question because now you don't know what everybody's going through. Mm-hmm. Right. So I try not to ask questions like that when I'm just walking by. Hey, how's it going? You know, like when I went and volunteered down at the Open Door Mission, and we're serving food. Mm-hmm. One of the things I kept telling myself in Wylene, I said, we can't ask people, how are you doing? We got to change that comment until I found myself going, how's it going?
Like,
that person looked at me like, I'm trying to make it. And I was like, oh God, I should have, you know, said something else. I get it.
You're like, well, you're serving dinner at a homeless shelter. So
maybe I can consult.
It's going good. Yeah. I got food.
Exactly. No, it's that's the normal thing that people say. They say it all the time. How's it going? So what I say now and sometimes is like, if I say, I'm like, hey, you're kicking butt with those cards. I'm proud of you. Think about that line and how much that changed that day for that person. One person at a time, Molly, and we're going to end with that. If I see you at Target, I ain't talking to you.
Promise.
Not going to say I'm proud of you either.
Promise.
You made it out of the house. I'm proud of you. All right. Thanks, Super Gracie, our producer, for everything. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Wiley rival each other for how patient and dear they are to us.
All right. We're out of here. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.